Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yap O'Clock. We're so excited to have you guys here today.
Drinking from our, not sponsored, but could be, Liquid IV.
Yes,
what
exactly.
What are you drinking, Sam?
I'm drinking Firecracker. Yeah.
The Bomb Pop?
The Bomb Pop.
I'm drinking Blackberry Peach. And it kind of looks like I put apple cider vinegar in it, which I used to do in high school, which was very metal of me.
Interesting.
I used to take a shot of apple cider, diluted. Don't do it. Don't just raw dog that. That's crazy. Diluted apple cider vinegar. I'd take like about a cup shot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like knock it back every day. And did I see any health benefits? No, but my skin was glowy.
Okay.
And
so
it did help my cystic acne when I did it.
That's a benefit.
Consistently every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would I do it again? I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I do think about it often.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Speaking of apple cider vinegar.
Oh, no.
No, it was just interesting. So we found out that at Aldi, they sell like an off-brand, like their own brand of poppy.
Mm-hmm.
So at Aldi, they sell poppy brand, but then they also sell their brand called Pops, P-O-P-Z. Mm. And I'm like, wow, that's really original. But they have a... their flavors, there was one Pops, and it was the flavor Raspberry Rose, and...
So the Raspberry Rosé flavor.
Yeah, it's literally the Poppy Raspberry, it's the same name, mm-hmm. and I was like, wow, that's really original. But I was looking at the ingredients, I don't think for the Raspberry Rose, it was for Strawberry Lemon, I think, something like that. In the ingredients was apple cider vinegar.
Hmm.
And I'm like, I wouldn't expect a prebiotic soda to have apple cider vinegar, but I guess it makes sense.
It's supposed to be good for your gut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just never thought that that would be in there, because I'm like, you can't taste it.
Yeah.
Like,
but I wonder if that is bad for tooth decay even more so than regular soda, because apple cider vinegar, if you don't rinse it from your mouth, it will wear out your enamel.
Exactly. So I guess it's
the pros and cons. You gotta weigh them out.
Exactly. Don't have too many poppies or pops or olipops.
Yeah.
But
you can have as
day.
Much root beer as you want.
Okay.
Yeah. You heard it.
Thanks,
from me.
Thanks, Dr. Isabella.
You guys are welcome. It's mm-hmm. good for the soul.
Okay.
There's gut health, there's teeth health, but what about soul health?
Mm.
Are you doing stuff that's good for your soul?
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's good for your soul? What do you do that's good for your soul?
Ooh, skincare.
Okay.
I do good skincare, and it's also good for, like, it's good for just making me feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Would you define that as, like, good for your soul?
If it makes you happy, it makes you happier and feel better. You want to say the same thing twice?
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay. You were making your point.
I think if it makes you happy and it doesn't, like, it's not, like, bad for your body,
mm-hmm.
then that's good for the soul. Like for me, my favorite thing is to journal. That's good for my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do really like your journaling.
I do.
I love it.
I'm a bit of a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other day I was out with some friends and there were these cool, we were at a restaurant and there was these napkins and it wasn't like napkins, but it was like parchment paper almost mm-hmm. with the logo on it. And my friend was like, ooh, do you know anybody who junk journals? Like, this would be really cute for junk journaling. And I was like, well, Isabella journals, but, like, she has to be here in order to use it. Like, I can't just bring it home to her.
Yeah. I'd be honored, but I'd be like, I don't know what to do with this.
Exactly.
I'd have to go and then come back.
You didn't experience it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, it's cute, you're right, but I can't take this.
Yeah. Last night, I pulled off the sticker of a Juarito lime bottle.
Oh,
and it's just sitting on my desk so I can stick it in my journal later.
And there was one time I got a sandwich from Chicken Place that is unfortunately politically involved. And and for their sandwiches, I get no pickles on the sandwich, right? So on the bag, there's a big sticker that says no pickle. And we were sitting down eating one day, and she just kind of laughed at the no pickle. And I said, you want this sticker? And she went, of course I do.
And then I ripped it off, and it's in my journal.
Yep.
No pickle.
Mm-hmm. No pickle.
Because
it's funny.
Pickle. I also, one thing I love about my journal is when I write about people, for example, there had been times where I was writing about relationships and I wasn't actually happy in them, but I was lying to the journal.
You lied to your journal?
I lied to my journal. And then I look back and read it and I go, oh, I was so bullshitting.
And it's funny. Do you write back in your journal and being like, hi, I'm referencing entry 301?
No, that's... I've started to be more honest with my journal.
Okay, good.
But like back when I was in like, not like late high school when I started my journal, I would lie to the journal.
Oh.
But now I don't. I go, I don't know how I feel about this guy.
Exactly.
Or I don't know how I feel about her. That was a weird thing she did. And then I reference later and I go, and that's why the relationship fell apart.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
You guys should start journaling. And not sponsored, but I have a sticker like monthly package.
It's called
Sticky
do.
With two eyes, Sticky Club. And I love my Sticky Club. And I have the Kawaii like pack.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I use that for when I write letters because I'm a pen pal with my aunt and my sister. So I write letters and I put stickers in there. And when I journal, I put stickers in there too. Because I just think it's more interesting to look at. And I have one of those little mini printers that print photos.
I really like that you have that.
Yeah.
I'm jealous that you have that. I think it's fun.
I'm most proud of when I journaled my London trip because I made like it looked like a pop-up book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
So I was sitting there like every night for like an hour just cutting away and trimming and...
That's really good. That really is a good thing for the soul because it gets your creative juices flowing as well.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's your time to sit back and just...
And reflect on the day. What really happened? What's worth writing about? Because I don't write about everything.
That's true.
But
even the mundane things that you could write about, like, you're going to be interested in those in a few weeks, a few years. Like,
yeah.
You're going to be like, wow, on May 31st, I sat on the couch and drank soda all day.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, wow, that's such a great day.
Yeah. I go, what a day.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, in 30, 40 years, you're going to be like, oh, dang, I wish I could have a day where I could just sit on the couch all day and drink soda.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I think about, not to make it sad, but I think about when it's time for us to eventually leave this place and go on to the next stage in our lives. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm going to look back on my journal entries and be like, I miss when Sam was across the hallway.
I know. That's going to be really sad.
Because it's like... It's like those TikToks where they talk about sisters and like when they move out. I didn't have that experience with my sister. She went to college and I went, bye.
Bye. See you, girl.
Because we weren't really friends yet at that point. I went, bye. But like now this is kind of like a sisterhood where it's like I think about it. I'll be like, what's that one TikTok audio? And now I realize that she'll never look over the whatever banner. It's like the father of the bride speech.
Oh, I don't know.
But people are doing that about like when their sisters move out or like when they get married and their things disappear.
Oh, that's really sad.
And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, I'll never really have that. And I went, oh, no, I'll have that, but with you.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, people ask me, when they're like, oh, what happens if you know, Sam moves out with her boyfriend? And I go, happy for her. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. So happy for her.
I'm glad she found that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't me.
Was I not enough?
Clearly not.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I know. That's going to be a really sad moment.
And then I'll go with you. I'll just...
Oh, exactly.
I'll put on my roller skates and hold on to your moving truck.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, and I'll follow you.
You're completely welcome to follow us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be great.
Yeah.
If that's where your journey is destined to go, follow us.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
there. I would think so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Another update in my life is I had to school a coworker on the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Really?
Again. I just need to go to Lake Superior and see that town, I think.
I really think you do.
I need to make a pilgrimage.
You need to, what were we talking about a few episodes ago, like going to the Mothman place? I think you need to go to Lake Superior as well.
I'm trying to plan a trip to do that this year.
Yeah,
go to
that's
see
what you're saying.
What I do, a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. Working on it.
I think that's going to be really great.
Yeah. And then, well, it'll be like one of two Yap O'Clock members spotted at Mothman Festival 2025.
Oh my gosh, paparazzi, please, no.
Please, guys, like, I'm trying to enjoy the culture and the heritage of Point Place, West Virginia.
Right. Guys. Like, come on. This is sacred ground right here. I'm going to
look at the ass statue and leave. Thank you. They just don't get it.
No.
No.
They're not girls that get it.
No. No, they're not.
No, they're not. No,
they're not. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Honestly, this firecracker liquid IV, so good.
It's my favorite flavor. And other than the cotton candy flavor, which I bought myself, that's I could just put it in my veins.
Did you get, when you bought that, did it come in the pack with the pink and blue? Okay.
Pink, cool. I'm a little less impressed by.
I think pink...
Pink just tastes kind of faintly strawberry, vanilla. Strawberry, vanilla. And the cotton candy one actually tastes like cotton candy.
The blue cotton candy one. Yeah. I like that the pink and the blue, like, actually turn the water pink and blue. I wasn't expecting that, because usually with liquid IVs, it's like, it doesn't really...
Yeah.
I'm surprised that one made it a little more yellowy.
It's the peach, I think.
Maybe.
I want to know how they make it.
How they make liquid IV.
Yeah.
Maybe we should reach out. Like, maybe we can go to their factory.
Yeah.
Maybe we can make a vlog. You know how we went to the Florida Naturals Museum? Maybe we can just go to the Liquid IV Museum. Yeah, where's their headquarters? That was unprompted.
I just did that for funsies, and I made it a surprise. Which
for the Donald Duck vending machine.
That was my main reason for bringing you.
Uh-huh.
Because I did, like, a little, like, 3D tour, and I went, there's a whole, like, Donald Duck section. I went,
exactly, she needs to go. That was like, that seriously, I think about that a lot. What? Because that was like the most thoughtful thing ever. Mm-hmm. Like, you saw just a little a Donald Duck thing and you went, she has to see that.
Yeah, I said get
and
in
I
the
thought
car.
That was so cute. And you were so excited. You were, like, for 2 weeks you were like, I have a surprise, we're going on a surprise, I just told coworkers about it. Mm-hmm. And like, you can't know, ha ha ha.
Because yeah. I told everybody, I'm like, guys, I'm gonna surprise Sam with going to the Florida Naturals Visitor Center. And they were like, the orange place? And I went, yes, the orange place.
Uh-huh.
No, isn't that so funny? It's like kind of like, it's like, not a mid place to go, but it's just like a unexpected.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you hyped this up for 2 weeks to take me to the Florida orange juice store.
And spend an hour in there and leave.
Yeah. Drive an hour there, spend an hour there, drive an hour back.
Exactly.
And it was a wonderful time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
then we went to Tractor Supply, because you've never been to one.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And there was no baby chicks.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, well. But I think we also should go to Legoland. I want to go to Legoland.
We should go.
And Peppa Pig Land.
Yeah.
What if we wore ears to, like, Peppa Pig Land? Like, I have pink ears, like Mickey ears.
That'd be funny.
I think that would be really funny.
I want Lego ears, but they're just the hands I do, like this.
Do you think they make those?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I wonder if we can go to, like, the Lego, like, you know how Disney Springs is Disney Springs? Like, you don't have to pay to go in there or whatever. I wonder if Legoland has, like, a downtown Legoland. Like, if you can go to any merch shops outside of Legoland.
I don't know if they have a Legoland city.
I don't know.
If there's a Legoland.
Yeah.
Probably not. I, however... I had friends in California back in the day. I still am friends with some of them. One of them. But, you know, they all worked for Legoland. And that was such a cool, fun... They're the California teenagers working for Legoland. That's is that not perfect?
That is perfect.
Like, some of them worked for Captain Cranky's Adventure.
Captain Cranky's?
Yeah, and then one of them worked at, like, the aquarium section, and I would make them tell me about it all the time, and I've still never gone up to the Legoland in Carlsbad, California, but I'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
I drove past it all the time.
How many Legolands exist?
I think just two, California and Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no international Legolands?
I can't imagine there are. Now, I would like to go to the... one theme park that's like in Germany that's like a mini Epcot.
Yeah.
Or I guess
it's like
a huge Epcot.
Europa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go there.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. We still have some time here. Would you like to read our co-stars?
Oh, we have 4 minutes.
Before we get cut off.
Not 4 minutes before the podcast ends. That would be a really short podcast.
That would be a short pod. But it's like, because I think we talked about how your thing only films
in 20-minute segments.
Yeah.
So every... Oh, okay. Me? Okay. Make it more obvious. Do. Budget. Laugh it off. Manage expectations. Don't. DMs. Bottle up. Brand loyalty.
So we can't DM Liquid IV to go to their factory?
Dang, no!
We'll have to do it tomorrow then.
Okay. There's a friend update for you. Oh. Isabella likes to be known as enlightened. Yeah. You like to be known as a force to be reckoned with.
Okay, period.
Mm-hmm. That me.
Read something new.
Ooh.
I'm about to start my Reading Rainbow book.
Aw.
Do bubbles. I'm going to drop the Legos hand.
I was going to say, you can hard, keep doing
it's
those.
It's hard to hold anything. Okay. For the past few minutes, I was doing Lego hands the whole time for the bit. Anyway. Do bubbles. Volume up. Dive bar. Don't. Insist. Invasive questions and leftovers. Oh. Sam doesn't want to reach out today. Send them a playlist with songs exclusively about phone calls.
Oh. Okay.
I know in the Hotline Bling. Phone. What song did you pick?
Payphone by Maroon 5.
Oh, I went for Hotline Bling.
Okay.
Again. Oh my gosh, I have power and stuff. Oh my god. Power and routine and thinking and creativity.
What does it say? Like down here.
Oh, all the way down?
Yeah.
Power. Success in your work.
Ooh.
And creative flow.
Ooh, nice. I like those. I have creative flow too. Yay.
Oh my god, are you hitting on me?
Yeah, oh my gosh. Okay, should we read paragraphs?
Yeah, you go first.
Today, a gulf opens up between you and other people, and you have to go back and edit yourself. What? Your belief that you're not allowed to fail is making you take shortcuts. Pay attention. Let someone have high expectations of you. Mm-hmm. This month, you are ready to keep your expectations realistic. This is a commendable move for someone who has a habit of overestimating themselves. Leap into the unknown and trust that you will land on another side. The broader focus of your life during this time is to break away from circumstances that hold you back. Your need to feel important will never be fulfilled when you are unfocused and afraid. You can grow, but only if you stay in your lane. Girl, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Friendly reminder.
What does you all say?
Today you have no problem saying exactly what you know. When your mind is clear, there is no telling what heights of understanding might await you. You know what's best. It can be hard to get your way when you're out of touch with yourself. There's nothing inherently wrong with needing to reflect inwards. It just doesn't necessarily serve your purpose right now. Keep pushing against the grain, but don't set yourself up for failure by aiming unrealistically high. The broader focus of your life during this time is to question very deeply. The broader focus of your life during this time is to question very deeply all your beliefs. Every sound you make is a bit of autobiography.
Nice.
I would like to bring up a topic. First off, I want to talk about how your warming keeps having swamp ass because you said it. You set it on the table and it leaves a mark. And after we hit record, you have to like swipe the table away.
No, I have to dry it off.
Which, honestly, so real.
Yeah,
I think we need to be more accepting to people's sweaty asses here in Orlando, Florida. It's not gross and it's not uncommon.
It's not uncommon at all.
It's actually very natural.
Yeah,
and I'd be concerned if you weren't sweating.
Exactly. We can't help it.
Yeah.
It's just hot outside.
Yeah. Like, when you sit up and you see a little sweat mark, it's fine. No one cares.
No.
I assure you, no one cares. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Because you know what? If I see it, I go, hey, me too.
Uh-huh.
Wanna watch me sit up? There's a mark.
Right.
Anyway.
Just take pride.
Yeah, just accept it. Everyone has a sweaty ass. It's 89, 95 degrees. It's humid. Everyone's sweating. No one's drinking enough water.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
It's fine.
Live with it. And another thing, because we are about to go brave the Florida heat,
mm-hmm.
because I have discovered a wonderful life hack.
Yeah.
Do you have young people that are graduating, or older people? Do you have people in your life that are graduating? Do you not have any money? Do you have easy access to the Walt Disney World theme parks? You know what you should go do? Have them sign a graduation card and call that a day. I've done that for my other cousin, because my other cousin's graduating, I have no money, no prospects. I'm already a burden to my parents. You know, like, I don't have money. I feel bad. Like, I can't give him cash to go. But my mom sends him money. And then I just send him my own personal card.
Exactly. And, like, how special is it to get characters' signatures?
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, if you really want to wow the crowd this year, I know it's already May, so you don't have enough time to do this by the time the episode comes out. But next year, if you have young cousins, young nieces, nephews, whoever, children. That'd be mean if you got signatures and didn't take them to Disney. Actually, don't do that if they're your kids. But I did this 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think so.
I went around and went to Hollywood Studios and had all the characters except for Woody and Jessie, because that's a long line.
That's a crazy line.
It's like an hour and a half long.
Never, ever catch me meeting Woody and Jessie at Hollywood Studios.
Unless it's an indoor location, because what is that?
Even then, the line's still going to be crazy long.
Because I've walked past that line. It goes all the way down to like where that huge Pixar ball thing
yeah,
is. Yeah. Sometimes it keeps going.
I'm not waiting in that. No.
No.
I don't need to meet them that bad.
I don't like them enough.
And you know what's funny? When I...
Unless I'm walking past them as they're coming back or coming out in the morning, I'll
exactly.
stop.
Exactly. Yeah.
Be but like, I'm okay, not waiting no line, in
line. Sure.
Yeah.
No, I have other things to wait in line for. But,
Like, Albanito, Slinky Dog Dash, whatever he says. I'm sorry, what?
Bienvenidos, ah, Slinky Dog Dash.
I love that.
That one's a really good one. But, so, when I went to Disneyland Paris, my mom and I stayed at Hotel Cheyenne. It was, like, the Wild West theme one. And on, like, the postcard or whatever was, like, Woody. And it was, like, Western theme, blah, 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 blah. Every morning they had a meet and greet. So I got to meet Jessie for barely any wait, a 5 minute wait.
Yeah.
I got to meet Jessie. I said, Mom, we're getting in line right now because you think when we go back home, I'm waiting 2 hours to meet Jessie in the sweltering heat. No.
With my
we're
ass?
Meeting her. Exactly. We're meeting her indoors right now. There was no photo pass with it. It was just taking on your phone. I said, that is fine. That's
no biggie.
Fine. I'm meeting Jessie here. And that's what I did. And I said, that I think that's the only time I've actually ever met Jessie.
I've met her once when I was 3 or 4 years old. It was an indoor location. It's a very iconic photo of my sister and I.
Ooh. But
I've not met them yet since. I'd only ever meet them if I was with my sister and we were there early or late enough. The line was short so we could get the photo again. But it's like, it's hot. It's a long line.
Not worth it.
No. I'd rather just do what those little kids do where they just run in really fast and leave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dive bomb them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just do the illegal thing.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Tell me to say no? I'm already there. Hi. And then I leave.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And but yeah, no, so the grad card thing.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
can sign graduation cards. Sometimes they're like picky, but grad cards are fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So life hack for you. If you're looking for a cheap graduation gift and you have easy access into the theme parks.
Exactly. Just go do that.
Yeah, it's much easier. And I don't know. I'm trying to... Well, because that's what we're going to go do later today. We are going to Animal Kingdom.
That's going to be so fun. I haven't been to Animal Kingdom since they closed down...
Dinoland?
Yeah.
Or Dino a lot Rama of Dino. Or whatever. Hester and Chester, whoever.
I really miss Hester and Chester's. I was thinking about that.
I miss that little photo booth they had.
Yeah. They didn't, like... I guess because it's Dino-Rama themed.
But they could just delete that one.
Delete it?
Yeah, because like, they had the Dino-Rama like thing, but they could just delete the Dino-Rama.
But the outside is themed to just Dino-Rama.
Spray paint it black.
Oh. Okay. If we see a photo booth today, can we get one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Are there any photo booths at Magic Kingdom?
I only know that there's one in Epcot, and it's in the exit of Figment. I have no idea about Magic Kingdom, though.
There also is a photo booth at the exit of Test Track.
Is there really?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the gift shop?
Yeah.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
A photo booth?
Yeah. Oh, by the Autopia Speedway, there's one that's like, you get your driver's license. I don't think it's an actual like photo booth, but they take, it looks like a photo booth.
Well, it's funny. I always speed past Autotopia because it stinks. Wait, yeah. Why don't we get rid of Autotopia? It smells?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine it's good for the environment.
No.
How do the cars... Are the cars gas? Are they
battery? Smell like gas.
They, like, right? Like they,
yeah.
Why don't we get rid of Autotopia? And I think put anything else?
People have wanted, like, a Wreck-It Ralph, like a sugar race or whatever.
Yeah,
Sugar Rush. Whatever that is. I think that would be fun to get, like, Ralph and Vanellope in there. And
yeah, because I'm world's number one Autotopia hater.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid.
I don't want to go on it. The next time I go on it probably will be when my nephew comes down, when he's tall enough to drive it, because I really want to see him drive the car.
Yeah.
Because that'll be fun.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, going to, like, other theme parks, though? Like, and they have the ones where you can drive, like, cars. Like, they're, like, normal-sized cars, and you drive around. Like, they have, like, Ford Model Ts and stuff.
No.
They have one at Cedar Point.
Hmm.
Where they have, like, you can drive, like, actual cars.
Hmm. But interesting.
Like, you're still on the track, and, like, you can't go faster than 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Huh.
Pretty cool.
I've done, like, bumper cars.
That takes me back.
Bump.
Mm-hmm. Me, when I find one person, just crash into them.
Bam, bam, bam. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You make that person your enemy, and then you just get out, and you're just like, la, 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 la. I'm going to run away before this person hunts me down.
Yeah. Like, I'm literally 7. Like, why don't you want?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I chose, you were my victim, but, like, now don't yell at me. Mm-hmm. We're out of the race.
Yeah, it's over.
Uh-huh. Lockout. Feud done.
Yeah.
Lockout.
Lockout for me real quick.
Exactly.
But, yeah, no, so we're going to go to Animal Kingdom and meet the characters. I have never met Russell or Doug.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually never met any of the characters over there.
I have met Chip and Dale. Mm-hmm. I met Donald. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I've seen Kevin walking around, but she doesn't stop. Sign. She
with,
doesn't.
With her
she's
just wings.
Beep, 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 beep. I really wish they would have. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You know, it would be so cute.
What?
If you know how they're bringing out these little droids for at Star Wars.
That's in California, right?
No, they're bringing them to Disney World, too.
Rest in peace, those little things.
I know.
They're going to get run over. They're going to get kicked over. They're going to get overheated. They're going to get swamped.
They're also bringing...
Sorry.
They're going to have to learn to live in the Florida heat.
Yeah.
They're also bringing them to Disneyland Paris. Disneyland Paris is getting Ahsoka. And we can't get Ahsoka.
Do have a Star Wars land?
They don't have a Galaxy's Edge. No, it's literally that section right behind, like, Space Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
That they have Star Tours, and they have a Kylo Ren meet and greet or something, and they have the Mandalorian over there.
Interesting.
So they don't even have, like, a Galaxy's Edge, but they're getting Ahsoka for some reason. I'm like, we can't get Ahsoka? Interesting. Anyway, so those little droid things, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if they did? What if they took, like, the skeleton of that but made it Kevin's babies?
Yeah.
And have that would be so cute. Yeah. I think they should do that.
All I want to say about the Ahsoka thing is, did you see the TikTok of May the 4th with everyone surrounding Rey? And they had the lights were going, Rey, Rey,
yeah.
Rey. In my mind, I think Rey was sitting there being like, oh, you guys are so nice. But in her head, probably being like, I've never been more scared in my life.
There's so many people
There's
around
you.
There's
so many people, and it takes one person to knock them all over and make a domino effect.
Yeah.
If I were Rey, I would have been like, I'm scared. I would have force pushed them all away.
Yeah.
If I were her, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand she's trying to, like, build a resistance, but...
Right.
That was a little bit much. And also, it's like...
How did the First Order not see everybody with their star... With their lightsabers?
I don't know. That seems pretty... pretty suspicious. Ray. They're exactly. Just down the block, so, I mean,
literally.
How did they not see all that?
They're in the garrison area.
Yeah. Which, for the longest time, I thought that meant the ship. That's there. But apparently that's called the TIE Echelon.
It's the TIE Echelon, yes.
Yeah.
And it was
when I hear dads go, look, it's a TIE fighter in my head, I go like, actually, that's a TIE Echelon.
It's the TIE Echelon, and it was never apparently screen used. Like, it was supposed to be his ship in the movies, but then they changed it or something.
Okay.
So
no one knows.
It's just a random ship, but, like, it is his ship. It's Kylo Ren's ship.
He's the Supreme Leader. I'm sure he has multiple ships.
That's true.
He blows
true.
Through them like crazy.
Exactly.
Ray destroys one. If you're on Rise of the Resistance and the animatronic isn't working. Boom. Yeah, he like dinks him out of the way.
Yeah, he has time. I love how he has time to get into his ship. Instead of finding us, while we're on the base or whatever, he gets off, goes into space.
And then just goes
gets
like
on
this.
On his ship.
Pew, pew, has pew. Enough time to monologue at us. Then
he goes from the control room and he's like, find them. Whatever he says, which, when he turns around and looks at us.
Which, because it's funny where it's like, does he sense our presence via the Force, or does he just happen to turn around at the right time?
Right.
Because I thought you could only sense people's presence if they're also Force-like.
Maybe somebody else has the Force.
Me.
Oh.
Obviously.
This is how I find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like, when you think about it, he has enough time to get off the ship and then monologue while he's going side to side with you.
He gets blasted off by something.
Yeah, like a meteorite hits him or something. Or like a little ship goes pew pew. And then the way the
physics. Is that Poe?
I don't know. But the physics of how the ship gets knocked is ridiculous. It's like a little bouncy ball. Have you ever seen
it's
it?
A little
Have
bouncy
you ever
ball.
Thought about it? Like watching him get hit away because he goes, ah, but he like slowly drifts away because it's space.
And then where does he go after that? How does he get back? Does somebody reel him in?
Because do we see him again?
No, because then we go in and we drop down. We go in the escape pod.
Well,
and we crash back onto Batu.
Well, I guess if he's already out there floating in space, I guess he's safe from the ship exploding. But my favorite thing
Does the ship explode?
I feel like it must. Maybe not.
No, we just go in the escape pods.
Okay. Because there's other people escaping, though. Why are they escaping if the ship isn't going to... I don't think we've ever worked out the story of Rise of the Resistance.
I don't know.
Why are those two... Maybe they're also spies?
Maybe.
That's the only thing that would
make
sense. Maybe
they were on a different transport, and they also got captured by the First Order.
But they don't, like, do anything at you that's, like, to give you a sense of an inkling that you're on the same team. Like, when they go into that pod, because there's the screen, you watch them get into the pod, and they, like, boop, 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 they're, like, lieutenants or something. And then it drops down, and they...
Huh.
They don't give you any inkling to think that they're also spies. In my mind, they're just also escaping the ship.
Okay.
Maybe they're cowards.
Maybe they're just taking refuge.
But
yeah,
cowards. I think it'd be cool if they had made them go like, being like, we're all the resistance and we all drop down. But there's I don't think there's anything to make us think that. Hey, guys, let's rework Rise of the Resistance real quick. Because now that I'm thinking about it, that ride doesn't make any sense.
Not to me. I need somebody to explain the lore of it to me now.
Yeah, because you are on a transport. Because they're taking you to the new... Okay, so you get, like,
trying
prepped,
to get to the new resistance base.
And then they capture you in order to get that information.
Yeah.
And what's it? Beckett, Lieutenant Beck.
Lieutenant Beck.
Lieutenant Beck here. Is there.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone dies except for Poe, because he's a main character and he's not allowed to die.
Yeah, exactly.
However, I do love how dead his eyes look, because you know that he didn't want to film any of that.
No.
I am sure he just popped down to a studio for like 2 hours and was like, I'd rather do anything else.
I mean, he really only had to be filmed from like the shoulders up.
He's probably
too.
Wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
Real. Me too.
Slay.
But then you get captured and then you're on the thing and then you go to get interrogated, but then the resistance is already on the ship to break you out.
I think once we get captured, then Poe goes to get other people and he's like, I'm coming back for you.
Yeah, but then that's but why,
and
is,
then they
why
come,
is the resistance on the ship already cutting a hole in the wall?
Because they while we were being interrogated upstairs, they were breaking in downstairs. Poe went and got the resistance and said,
no,
hey,
no,
everybody get in your ship.
No, because he gets them when he goes, put up this force field. He goes, there's no one here. And then they all, like, hyper-zoom jump at us. That's him getting everybody. So why is the resistance already in the ship in different outfits? Explain that one.
I don't know.
Now that I'm really thinking about this ride, it doesn't make sense. Like, I know we're never supposed to think about it this deeply, nor have written enough to piece all the scenes together. Because they're like, let's go, get on the ships. My favorite thing is when there's a delay, like, let's go, get on the ships. And then you just kind of stand there, and they're like,
do, 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 do.
So first time?
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, let's go. And then you are on the ship, and Finn's already in there.
Well, we don't actually know if Finn is there or if he's just transmitting to us, because we never see him.
We do.
Oh, no, we do.
We do see him there. So why is he there?
And Finn isn't he dressed like a stormtrooper?
He's a stormtrooper. So why is
he
there?
So they were already there.
I don't know why. And then why? So why is he there? And why are we all like, we're getting kidnapped? Maybe he was on another mission where he was pretending to be a stormtrooper or something.
Yeah, maybe there was like a mission going on the ship,
and we just happened to get.
Yeah, we just happened to be trapped in their force field. We were supposed to go to the secret resistance base.
What a coincidence!
And we never got to go there
because Finn sees us and he goes, "What are you guys doing here?" Because we were supposed to go to a different exit.
Yeah,
and then he's like, "Well, go down," and we go up. No,
yeah.
And then we go back, and then da 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 da. But then I don't know, because there's a lot of people that are in places that, if you were to tell me, they're just a coincidence. No, I want an explanation as to why they're there.
Exactly.
I'm starting to think this. And
do we ever get to go to that? Like, I know we don't in the ride, but where is that other resistance base? Does that exist in the movies?
Probably. I don't know.
I've only watched all the movies once, so I don't know.
I've watched them multiple times, and I don't know.
Don't know.
I was once at a crappy dive bar with our friend,
uh-huh.
And the one scene where the last movie was playing. Spoilers, by the way. If you've never seen it, why are you this far into this segment?
Exactly.
Where they're like fighting on like a rainy thing,
mm-hmm.
And our friend was like, "They're gonna kiss." I go, "No, they don't kiss right now.
They
kiss at the end." And then we stood there and watched the last 20 minutes with our pool wall, like our pool sticks. During the commercial break, we did not piece together why, because Finn's there for some reason.
He has to be doing a separate mission.
Maybe, but like, why are we on a flight path that puts us nearby a Star Destroyer anyway?
Well,
did no one check the radar before we went out?
I guess not, but maybe they were just like
in the area.
They were just like, oh, we're just a cargo vessel.
We're just a citizen.
Full of people.
Well, because he's like, we're a civilian.
A civilian vessel, yeah, something like that. And he gave, like, the number.
Mm-hmm.
Civilian vessel 4185 or whatever. And they were like, okay, we're coming on board to inspect.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. And then at the end, have you ever been in that queue? Like, when you get off the pod and you're like waiting, but there's a long line. Have you ever heard the audio?
No.
It's Finn freaking out about Lieutenant Beck.
Oh my god, yeah, when you're still stuck inside. Yeah. He's like, Beck, I need eyes on Beck. Where is he?
He's the best man I've ever known. Where is Beck? I can't believe he's gone. You need to stop freaking. You're like the leader of the resistance. Why are you freaking out?
Why is he freaking out? Why is he transmitting? And how does he have all this time to transmit when he's dressed up as a stormtrooper?
Yeah.
On his transmission, we see his face, right? Is he dressed up as a... No. Finn?
Do we see him on the transmission? Why did I say that's why I pitched?
I don't know if we just hear his voice or if we see him.
Being like, Alpha 2, this is Finn. What's up, gang?
Maybe we... I don't know.
I don't think we see him at all. Because we see Poe. And we see Poe. What a handsome looking... Whatever.
Fine-looking recruit.
Yes. And then we see Rey and we see BB-8.
Yeah.
We see Finn when he's in a stormtrooper, and then we hear him on the intercom.
Okay.
Because he's like kind of being...
Because she's like, my pal Finn will tell you where to go.
Yeah. And then...
Didn't Finn have a crush on her or something?
Who?
Rey.
I don't know.
Wasn't there something happening between them?
I think they wanted to make it happen. Here's what... Okay. I have, like, 10 minutes left of podcast time to really get through this. Here's what I think should have happened.
Okay.
I think Rey should have kept Rey in whatever. I think Finn and Poe should have been a thing. I think
Ooh.
I think Rosie should have never been implemented in like the second to last movie.
Who's Rosie?
Rosie?
I don't think you keep saying her name. I don't know
Rose
who she
was
is.
The girl who had the dead sister who was a fighter pilot. And she had the little moon thing. She went with Finn. They introduced her to be the new love interest for Finn because Rey was fucking off with Kylo Ren. Anyway, Rose.
I don't know.
They should have never brought her in so late, which is why people didn't like her. Because they're like, I don't know who this girl is. And why is she kissing Finn? I don't keep wanting to say it.
She kissed him?
Yeah, they kissed. Did you even watch these movies?
I watched them once. Don't ask me.
So
I just got the highlight reels in my head.
Here's what I think should
happen. I don't know that girl.
Fuck the haters. Finn Poe for life. Because
foe,
if you will, because he gave him his jacket and he was like, looks better on you anyway. And like, let's be honest, Poe is definitely bisexual.
Oh, 100%. Probably, yeah.
And Finn,
he's a little fruity.
Dope, period. And I think Rose either should have been in earlier or never put in at all.
When was Rose introduced? You said the second to last?
Yeah,
or
she was like the second movie.
Well, there's only three movies in that.
Yeah, but we had our cast that we cared. It's like if we had Han Solo come in in the second one.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. And then no one really cares about them much because we've been following these people.
Yeah, that's true. You already have like the main three.
Yes. I think... So, what's the last movie called? Like Rise of the Last Skywalker or something?
Rise of Skywalker?
I don't care.
I don't know. I don't know. The Last Jedi? No.
Rey should have died. And Kylo or Ben Solo should have lived. And what's your name? Ben Skywalker. That would have more of an impact than Rey. And I'm sorry to say that. But it's because we spend this whole movie trying... Basically, it's this whole movie is about...
But...
Kylo Ren's arc. At least the last one. And how he feels conflicted. And how he wants to be good, but he's not. And I think that Rey should have saved his life. And either died or they should have lived happily ever after. Because, you know what? Now, here's the thing. Technically, if you go based off of the comic books, Rey and Ben Solo are cousins. Because Palpatine created Anakin via, like, the Force. And so, technically, if you count that, Anakin is, like, the son of Palpatine... And then Rey is like the granddaughter Palpatine. So if you make it that way, they're technically cousins.
Palpatine created Anakin?
Yeah, with the Force or something. I don't know how he did it.
Is
I
that
just can't? Read
it. So
I don't know if it is or not? Because sometimes people think it is. Sometimes
Palpatine impregnated Anakin's mother.
Not traditionally though, like with the Force.
Not traditionally. And so Anakin's mother just like was like, "Hey."
Yeah, because Anakin's like space Jesus Christ. He doesn't have a father.
I guess, and he's little Annie.
Which is why he's the chosen one. Anyway.
So oh, interesting.
When you think of it that way, they're technically cousins.
Mm-hmm.
But I still would have preferred that over Rey surviving being a Skywalker. That doesn't make sense. She didn't hang out with Luke that long to have an impact.
No, exactly.
She didn't even hang out with Leia that long to have an impact. And in the thing, Leia was like, if I continued with the Force, my son would die. So she stopped doing the Force.
Mm-hmm.
And he still died.
Yeah.
So how does that make any sense?
And Leia never really went by Leia Skywalker. No, she went by Leia Organa.
Yes, because she was royalty.
Yeah.
Yeah. General, they called her General Organa.
Exactly. So Skywalker really has nothing. Like, I don't know. But then didn't Luke give her his hilt or something?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Or she found his hilt or something. Because Luke, like, disappeared. He dead.
She found his hilt. It was in that little traitor lady glasses thing. Remember, mm-hmm. It was in, like, a box. She touched the ancient memories or something. Because I think she found Anakin's lightsaber, because Luke's is green.
Mm-hmm.
Luke has a green lightsaber. Which is my favorite fun fact from them. Like, what's some Star Wars trivia? And they're like, what color is Luke's lightsaber?
It's green.
And people go, blue. And I go, actually, it's green.
It's green.
And I like his saber the most. Anyway, him and Yoda, favorite sabers.
Just because of the green?
Because of the green, I think they look cool. And I think when Luke is in his all black, that is his
best look. Yes.
Yes.
Emo King.
Shout out. Yes.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so I don't know.
So wait, Luke has Anakin's?
Well, he did in the first movie because Obi-Wan gives him his father's saber.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then
true.
I think he doesn't lose it, but I think
Something happens to it.
Or maybe he just builds the green one.
I don't know.
And then I think, because I think the one that Rey has, the blue one, I think that's Anakin Skywalker's lightsaber, because that's why Kylo's like, it belongs to me, because technically that's his grandfather's mm-hmm. saber.
Yeah, because Rey has nothing to do with that.
And then she has a yellow one. I forget where she gets the yellow one from.
I don't know, but it matches her staff.
Yeah.
The hilt.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. Star Wars is confusing.
I don't know. Do you think we're going to get any comments on this and being like, two girls are talking about Star Wars?
And they're completely wrong.
They shouldn't know about this. This is boy stuff. Like, stupid girls.
No, I think we're going to get comments like, these dumb women don't know the full canon of Star Wars. What losers.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, it's like, sorry, I have other things to do than sit here and do the math.
Star Wars is not my special subject.
Not me neither.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. I think it's cool.
I think it's fun. I'm not one of those people that's going to make it my personality. And there are people that do make it their personality.
And that's fine.
And that is fine.
And that's your
just
thing.
Not... If I were to make one of my special subjects my personality, it would probably be DuckTales.
I would say. I don't know. What would mine be?
Sonic?
No, but like, what Disney thing would be my special
Oh,
interest?
Disney? Hmm.
Other than Munchlings. I don't think that counts.
R.I.P.
I know.
Yeah, they got rid of Munchlings. They got rid of Nuimos. Like, what is this? Why are they doing
this?
Yeah,
and the big head things.
I hate them so much.
The only one I like is the flower one, but I would never buy it.
No. They're too big.
They're too chunky.
I don't like them.
They're chewy.
They're chewy. And they're opposable.
No. And I can't dress them up.
Yeah.
You can
put a freaking hat on it. No. I don't want to put a hat on it.
I have a Darth Kermy Nuimo.
Uh-huh.
That would get me $1,000 nowadays.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe Star Wars is my thing. Because I can't think of anything else I care so passionately about. But I'm not a big Star Wars person.
Right. You just know a lot about it.
I just was... My dad's a big Star Wars person, which is why I know all this stuff.
We should do a Star Wars movie marathon and try to, like, piece our thoughts together.
Take notes.
Uh-huh.
Be like, so that doesn't make sense. And then whenever a new plot point happens, we just go...
And then we'll go and ride Rise of the Resistance.
Mm-hmm. And write our thoughts on that and why it doesn't
exactly.
make sense.
Exactly.
And then I'm not doing Smuggler's Run because I hate that ride.
No.
It makes me ill. And as much as I love Hondo Ohnaka, I don't care.
Do you love Hondo Ohnaka?
He's funny.
Okay.
He makes me laugh.
Yes, welcome to Ohnaka Transport Solutions.
What are you after? What's the battery thing?
Coaxium.
Get the coaxium.
You know what? For May the 4th, they did release a coaxium sipper that looks really cool.
I see the Death Star popcorn bucket and I want it, but mm-hmm. What would I do with it?
Right. What would you do
Earth
with it?
Would I do, if not, just look at it.
Mm-hmm. I have a Figment popcorn bucket. I've never used it because that would be a pain to clean out.
That's my exact thoughts. I'm not cleaning it. It's going to be a mold trap.
Exactly.
I'm
not putting anything in there.
I'd rather buy the cylinder ones you can actually refill and actually get a good deal off of.
Yeah.
Buy them at a thrift store for a dollar and then you have endless refills. It's the perfect plan.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think we need to do our research and then come back in a few weeks.
I feel this whole time my mic was like all the way low, so I'm going to have to bump that up later.
Okay, that's fine.
But...
Is it still recording?
Yeah.
Yay.
It's just been really low.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, no, those are my thoughts, my comments, my concerns about Star Wars. Maybe that is my special interest, but I'm just not interested enough.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You did talk pretty passionately about it.
Well, because just it doesn't make sense.
No.
How are you going to make me sit there for years waiting for these movies to come out and then make them not make sense?
Yeah, because now they're making a new Star Wars with like a completely new cast.
Yeah, why was there no roadmap? You're a multi-million dollar company. You can't make an outline.
George Lucas.
I don't think that was his fault. That's J.J. Abrams and the other
one, I
guess. And then back to J.J. Abrams. So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, he should have gone to like UCLA and found this most loserest of nerds. Been like, do mystery plus be like, Star Wars Club, come to Star Wars Club, make them sign NDAs and be like, here's my movie, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I think that's really smart.
You should have done that.
I think a lot of people don't invest in the public like that. Like go to the people who are going to watch your movie, who
what
are going to vouch for your movie.
Pre-screenings where they would have random people come in and go, that's how like in the 80s, There are movies that almost ended horribly, but then they did a screening and they voted on which ending they liked more, and then it became an iconic thing.
I think just because of social media now.
Oh, well, it's going to get out anyway. Might as well make it good if it's going to get leaked.
I guess.
I don't know. I think we should bring back screenings like that and actually taking real feedback.
Yeah.
Because if he had gone to UCLA or some random campus in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin even, and been like, here's how I want this movie to end. What are your thoughts? And if you have the most pretentious filmmaker in that room, he's going to save your movie because he's going to go, so here's in the canon, and then boom, your movie's fixed.
Yeah, exactly.
He may be annoying, but he's got a good point, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. They should have called me, and I was a high schooler. I would have been like, so this movie sucks.
So this sucks, thanks.
So this movie is trash, but here's how you can fix that.
Mm-hmm. And then it would be beloved by all.
Yes, and then it would be an iconic franchise that people don't go, why did it end that way?
Right. That's why they have to make a new one. That's this 10th one that they're going to make.
I don't know. Was it
Ryan Gosling?
Is he in it? I never watched Solo.
Solo was okay.
The last good Star Wars movie, and I'll die on this hill, was the one with Diego Luna, Rogue One.
Oh, yeah.
In my mind, that was the last good one we got. At the ending, I went, damn.
I never watched Andor. People really like Andor.
Not seen it.
That's his character.
Because why am I going to spend time watching this movie when he's never in any real peril? Because I know he lives long enough to get in Rogue One.
Is Andor set before Rogue One? Oh. Then I don't know.
He dies in Rogue One, so they can't have a...
Oh, he died?
Yeah.
I watched that movie once.
Yeah, they die... Famously, they die at the end.
Famously? They die hugging. I didn't know. They die hugging? Yeah. That's crazy.
You don't remember that? No. They all died.
No, I don't remember that at all.
But no, so it's like one of those things where it's like, why am I going to watch this show when I know he dies at the end? So he's never in any real peril.
I think it's just because people wanted to know more about the character. Because didn't Rogue One come out before Andor?
Yeah.
So Rogue One came out and they were like, actually, we really like Cassian Andor. Let's Maybe we shouldn't have killed him, but you get to see the backstory. You get to see how, you know, they just really like that character.
It's like, it's not going to last. He dies.
He dies, yeah.
Same with jumping to Marvel with the Black Widow movie that came out after Age of Ultron or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go see it because I don't care. She lives, clearly.
Yeah.
And she lives long enough to be killed for the gem.
Yeah, I was going to say she died.
No, but in her movie she doesn't die.
Right, because she's alive then.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't care to watch it because I know she's going to live and it's all going to be... She's going to save the day because she has to live long enough to be in that other movie.
To die, yeah.
Yeah.
But then you get to see Yelena's character development. Yelena's really funny.
Yeah.
I like the Yelena.
She's a good character.
Well, we don't have enough time to
unpack that.
Unpack Yelena.
Well, we'll have to do it later.
Have you seen Thunderbolts yet?
No.
I want to go see it.
I don't.
It's got Bucky Barnes. I want to go see it.
Yeah, you can go see it.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can take a cardboard cutout of me. It's like I'm there with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. I think that's all we yapped.
I think that's all we yapped today.
Thank you guys for coming to me talking for the last 5 hours about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. Bye.